Quantum Souls. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another episode of Quantum Souls. I'm your host, Mike Arend, also known as Soul Mechanic. Today's episode, we're out at Las Cojones de Xame, a beautiful trench, really, that's been worn away through the soft rock by the Xame River for thousands of years. So I'm going to get the drone up and I'm going to show you some video on that. And I know that everybody likes to watch some of the drone video. So first we'll have a little talk and then we'll get into the drone video. Unfortunately, we've had a death in the family, and I wanted to touch base on that today just really quickly, because I talked about in other videos how we're all just energy, frequency, and vibration. And this holds true. So how, it doesn't matter how tragic the death is, because every death within a family is devastating. However, I like to think of it as not a end of something, but I like to think of it as that person's continuation day, where they continue on into who they really are, which is spiritual form. And energy cannot be created or destroyed, but it can switch forms from one form to another. So let's say ice to water to steam. It can change to those forms, but it's still water. So spiritually, that person has just left the body, because the physical body can age and die from whatever causes that happens to be. But you're still a spiritual form, because you're a spiritual form with a physical body, not the other way around. So we should celebrate their lives and remember who they really were in physical form, but then be happy for them because they've gone home. We're still here. We're still working on things, trying to get better in some of the drudgery that we have here, but also the beautiful things that we can do in this physical world. And that's why as souls, as spirits, we come down to the physical world to learn more, to expand, which expands the universe, because what we learn, the entire universe learns. So that's enough about that, but I wanted to talk to you today about a few success principles. And one of them is, it doesn't matter how slow you're going as long as you keep moving. So that happens to many of us, you know. We think, well, things aren't happening fast enough for us, and I'm guilty of it too. Sometimes I want things to move a little faster. Geez, it'd be nice if that happened or this happened, but it doesn't always happen that way. It's not time for it yet. We don't know the right people. We haven't met the right people. We haven't had the right circumstance yet. So the important thing is just to keep moving, just step by step. In fact, baby steps. As long as you don't stop, just keep the momentum going, because it's a momentum game. It's not how fast you can get there. It's not how quick you can do things. It's not how much you can do in one day. That doesn't get you anywhere besides exhausted. But if you just keep moving, keep the momentum going, you will get there. It will just take a little longer. The next point is, our greatest glory is in falling. Why do I say that? Because it's the F word. The F word as in failure. Have you failed yet today? Did you fail yesterday? Well, you should have, because if you're not failing, you're not pushing hard enough. You're getting comfortable in what you're doing in your nice little area you have to live and grow very slowly. But if you fail at something, that means you're pushing yourself to the limits. You've pushed yourself to the limits of what you now know or what you can now undertake. But by failing, you've learned where that limit is. You've learned now where to grow and where to grow to. Failure is the universe's way of pushing us out of the nest, right? Just like a mother pushes the baby bird. And the bird, you know, flaps its wings, the little baby bird, and inevitably ends up on a lower branch or even on the ground and could fall prey to something very horrendous. However, given enough time and enough few test flights, it starts to be able to fly. And that's what we need too. Failure is the universe's way of pushing us out of the nest. So, fail today, because it's a good thing. Real knowledge is knowing the extent of one's ignorance. And that means that if you understand your limitations, perhaps in speaking, in recording video, in writing books, in mathematics, in whatever you wish to put that in, could even be, you know, your social skills, all those sorts of stuff. Knowing your limitations to that tells you also where to grow. Just recently, I answered a post on Facebook, and somebody said, you know, I mean, I was typing in basically short form, and someone said, "Oh, is English not your first language? What's wrong with you? Why?" You know, they went on, and I took offense to it, because I've written 3 books, I'm good at English, I have a decent vocabulary, and I know how to communicate. But this person wouldn't stop, and it was like suddenly a hater that was there that I couldn't control. And I eventually said, "You know what? You win, no problem. I'm not giving you any more of my power," because it started making me feel upset inside. I could feel that sickness that kind of comes up, and your heart palpitates a little bit, and I get red behind the ears. And what that means is you're starting to get angry. And when you're angry, you cannot make good decisions. So it's important to know where your ignorance lies, because many of us, I mean, all you have to do is look at the political realm, just take other people's ideas and beliefs and adopt them. "Hey, that was easy. All I have to do is adopt what that guy said. Yeah, sounds like a good idea. I like that. I'm going to vote for that person because he did." So, you know, you have to know where your ignorance lies. And when you find that out, then you can start to make some adjustments. You can look things up. You can fact check. You can see where you don't know things. And you can suddenly make your own opinion out of the things that you're checking out, instead of relying on others. Because that is true ignorance, if you're just relying on others. The next point is, if you care what other people think about you, you will lose your mind. It's just ludicrous. You know, when, if you actually think about it, you're thinking, you know, people are thinking about you all the time. But they're not. Most of the time, they could care less about you, right? Unless you're directly involved in a conversation or something like that. So to let others control your thoughts is giving away your power to them, your energy to them. See, when you come into a room, you have energy, the room has energy, everybody in the room has energy, because we are all energy, frequency, and vibration. But, and you've experienced this too, somebody gets going, somebody gets talking to you, condescendingly, and it starts stealing your energy, stealing your power. You now have to get away from this person as quickly as possible, because you don't want to let all that energy from you go to them. They're energy stealers. Many people are like that. You've met them, right? They steal your energy and you start feeling down. You feel, oh God, I feel so depressed now because I talked to that person. Or conversely, there's energy givers, where people come into the room and they talk to you and they light up the room. And they're, when you're speaking with them for 30 seconds, and then you walk away and you go, wow, I don't know what that person did, but I feel great. You know, those people build you up. And those are the ones you need to hang around. The energy stealers, cut them out of your life. Or at least limit, if they're family, at least limit the exposure to them. And of course, this is a classic one. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. That was coined by Lao Tzu 2,500 years ago. It's amazing the wisdom we can glean from ancient wisdom traditions that still hold true today, because we haven't changed any. We're still human beings, right? So just need to get started. And I had a coach when I was in real estate that said, Mike, starting stops most people, because people won't even start, right? If they got started, they could take baby steps, you know, take that first step. I mean, you don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to see that first step and get going and get started on something. Whatever it is you want to do, whether it's a new project around the house, whether you want to start a new hobby, whether you want to get a new job, just start and get it going. Get onto that first step. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with that first step. And the last one I'll leave you with today is, do not lose your child's heart. It's been said that a great person is the one who does not lose their child's heart. Remember how we used to play and make up games and play with other children so easily? It was, you know, we were so socially interacting so easily, and we got along with other people. I mean, you know, sure, maybe some of them we didn't get along with as well, but as young children, we played in, well, at least I did anyway, played in sandboxes, played outside, rode our bikes, made tree forts, all those sorts of things. Many things were outside and with other people. And we got along. And then we played games at their home. We went to their birthday parties. We just had a great time. And it was simple pleasures that brought so much joy to us. We'd run home and your mom would ask how things went, and you told her all about it. You know, you couldn't help but smile or laugh and when you recounted all those stories to your mother. And that's what we have to not lose sight of, because society wants us to work, 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 get it done, come on, what's wrong with you? Get in there, do this, do that, meet the deadlines. Well, that's all well and good, and sometimes we have to do that. We have to knuckle down and get our work or our job done. But take some time, especially in your off time, to just have fun. Play with the pets if you have them. Play with your children if you have them. Take them places where it's fun. Play games with them. Do all those sorts of things that makes you childlike. It brings the child out within you. And that is your creativity. That is that beautiful energy that still sits inside you, right in the center. And it's in your core, because your soul wants to expand and grow and loves to have fun. So, thank you so much for being here today, and I'll get to those drone shots right after this. But until then, remember to live without judgment, give without expectation, and love for no reason. Thank you again for watching. Take care, and I'll see you again next time. Bye for now.